Boy, look at them potatoes. Amazing. Yeah, it's about time to put some more stuff in there, Lee, you think? Or is this about as high as you're going to put the dirt? I think you could put a little bit more. Yeah. If you want to. Yeah. Yeah, everything's coming. I swear leaves from these things will start something growing. Elms live forever. Ooh, those aren't looking so good. Things do what things do. What control do you have over them? You water them, you talk to them. What more is there? It is. It'll be nice when we get back. We're kind of protected here. Oh. People say, so what do you do about what's happening? What practical thing can you do? And you go, I don't think there's a practical thing to do.
Shoot them when they come through the door.
Oh, I don't know. It said live a good, decent life yourself and encourage other people to do the same thing. It says, that's all you can do. People are going to make these interesting choices it seems like a larger and a larger proportion are being taken in by the doctrine of violence and hatred. Self-loathing. And you're going, no, I'm not going to sit here and loathe myself. So if it's not, I'm not going to do it. That is not a good doctrine. I'm not going to say I'm a good person, but if other people say, oh no, they're a good person, that's their business. They can say it all they want to. Love you too, Matt. All right, I think we're ready to go. Yeah, because God never said to do anything about any of it. You know? I don't remember anything in Scripture saying how you're supposed to handle this. Except to say, tell people to repent.
Defend yourself.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with defending yourself.
Defend your land, your property, your life, your children, your liberty, your job.
Your liberty.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Lee, I think we still need to go buy those 22 pistols, man.
Maybe.
Start getting proficient at them. We've got a little bit of money. Caparoni was the kind of guy that said, hey, if you'll just go away and leave us alone, we'll just, you know, we won't bother you if you don't bother us.
It's chilly out here this morning.
I said, and it confused people because it's like you've got the advantage of them. You can slaughter them right now and just eliminate them.
Blood up.
Yeah. It is a little chilly nice, though. After days of heat, man. Oh. So. Now that three of my sons are armed sorts, you know, so that's probably about time we got back around to that. The dirt mad, huh? See, after that stops working, that's what the 22 is for. You just put enough lead in him that he just stops caring about a lot of things. Alright. We just get to watch the horror of it, I guess. Yeah. It's not here, that's for sure. Oh, yeah. Right.
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 I can't
Yeah. Well, yesterday I poked out a little bit, and I kind of regret. It's like, I don't want to know. You know, people scream at you and say, you need to know what's going on in the world. You go, no, I don't. Says, I can hear it third hand and say, wow, that sounds terrible. And you go, well, it's going to come here. And you go, not necessarily. Zion, to a certain extent, is a distancing from the world.
Okay, so I'm going
to contact. Yeah? Oh, the sunshine guy's down here? Oh, well, good luck.
Okay. I need to
Well, the whole thing is you have to find a doctor that's willing to even prescribe this stuff in the first place. Because most doctors won't. Levothyroxine is perfectly adequate. They're going to say it is. We checked your little levels. You don't have the right numbers. We actually need to give you less of this stuff than you've been taking. That'll get you the number that we're looking for, and then you'll be happy. Oh, no, I'm saying that's fine. Just know that it's going to end up, probably not end up well. Because you were dealing with a guy that was pretty unorthodox and getting away with it. You might not be very happy running up against the orthodoxy. They'll be the first one that comes back and said, I looked in my preferred books and your therapy is totally discouraged. But yeah, oh, please do. Maybe something good will happen, sure. Like I do. I know my problems. Not that the problems go away when I know them. I overthink things. I tend not to think the best of people. You know? Yeah? Yeah. Making those yacht payments is getting trickier, so they're having to raise their rates. I understand that. The lifestyle to which doctors are accustomed. One of the biggest reasons why they became a doctor was because of the lifestyle it afforded. If it stops affording the lifestyle, they're not interested in doctor anymore. I understand, you know. A lot of people choose their vocations by how much money it's supposed to make. My brother?
Yeah.
I think so. Well, he was just mostly following the footsteps of Norm. Uh-huh. And he saw what Norm was able to do, and he said, I want that life.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for him. Nope. It wasn't bad, but yeah. Norm also had a couple of good circumstances. He'll be the first one to tell you.
Morning.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so. And then he followed Norm into teaching.
Wasn't happy with that either.
Well, it just wasn't him, and that's okay. So yeah, after a while you just have to sit down and say, you know what? I can't just do what other people do. But, can I be honest? Us guys with reasonable capacity, but I don't know what me and Joe's trouble is really, but I don't know how to describe it exactly. Quasi-autistic. Anyway. Proto-autistic. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Says, yeah, decision-making process isn't the best. So, anyway. It wasn't a bad set of choices. I always thought Joe was the golden child, that I had gotten all the problems and issues. And over time I've kind of said, you know, I think I'm better off. And I said, I feel for Joe. They do okay. I'm hoping with the
No fires around.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, things are settled down, man. I'm glad. I mean, you don't like to see fires burning, but honestly, if it's on a bunch of just marginal rangeland to begin with. And half of these aren't even cattle operations anymore. It's just a whole bunch of land. It's like, who's suffering? Oh yeah. But they're usually pretty far apart. Oh yeah. It's over. Yeah, there's really nothing to do. I mean, you can... Most of them... All of the grass... around your house is mostly gone anyway, for trucks driving over and stuff like that, you know. So there's a reasonable chance that your stuff will survive just simply because there's no fuel. Gotta have fuel. You can't just come out of nowhere. All I can tell you is, it's a quiet place here. Yeah. Honestly, we kind of want to keep it that way. So yeah. Well, I'm glad Joe found a situation where his house is pretty much paid for. There's three incomes to take care of all the needs. It's a nice. Oh, he gets something akin to a very reduced pension, but he gets one, I think. I think he gets something. I think. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Anyway, Paige is making money. A little bit. Well, I don't know. Well, she might be doing better than we think. I don't know. And of course, Mom's got her pension coming in. It helps pay for her and That's, you know, and it's all together. It's not like they have separate billing or something. I don't know how they work that out. Say. Whew, that is a stiff little wind. That's cool. It's a little too cool, huh? We got the sunshine on it. It's not bad at all. I find it pleasant. Yeah. Yeah. This is the kind of situation I like. Yeah. A little cool, some sun, things like that. Put it into the other account?
Yeah.
I guess, sure. I guess. We got too much in there anyway. And you know, they go, well, there's that interest you're getting, and you go, not really. It was good while the money was kind of, you know, I think the breaking point is between 7,000 and 8,000. Once you go over that, you're really not making a lot more in interest than you are. So that's probably the sweet spot to keep in there. It kind of feels like I'm a little diversified, you know? If something really weird happens at one of the other accounts, we'll have another one that wouldn't be affected, we hope, until they decide to just do socialism across the board, which could happen after all this stuff. These are the kinds of times and circumstances where big wholesale changes can happen. When people say, well, we didn't get rid of the Constitution, I go, yeah, but we just ignore it. He said, nothing, he says, yeah, nothing in the Constitution is even relevant to what's happening now. He says, and what do you do when people willingly give up their liberty? And what happens when the vast majority of people decide that that's the right way to go? Who's going to stop it from just being something, you know, subjugation is freedom. You just hope that the guy that buys all of your notes and enslaves you is a kind, merciful person. You almost kind of wish the guy that kind of enslaves you is God. You know? And you're going, I think that's what it kind of comes down to. Didn't Christ buy us? And you're going, how do you feel about that? And you go, no, he gives you your liberty. You can do what you please. That's nice of him. Because, you know, he doesn't have to. And so, yeah, when I go, I think the Celestial Kingdom is like Downton Abbey. And that everybody's just glad to be here. Even if they're just the person that lives in the village, filling in the potholes. I said, they'll much rather be there than to be someplace else. Where it's like, so what's the Telestial Kingdom going to be like? Is it going to be just a bunch of Dimension B looting and pillaging? And it isn't to keep people don't own anything because, you know, it's some wonderful socialistic utopia, although it may very well end up being that way. It's because, why try to say anything is yours? 3/4 of your neighbors are going to break down your door and take it if you say it's yours. So don't bother, you know. Movie theaters are back. I said, why? He said, because. You know, and they're all state-run. They're all nice and well-censored. Disney Plus, 24 hours a day. Some people just kind of live there. Free cheap popcorn. Free crappy candy. No. Free is the cost. Cheap is the style. Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, you're getting free chocolate, but it's like that cheap chocolate that has a lot of gluten in it. You know, it's that crappy stuff. Yeah, yeah. It's like how we always pictured the Soviet Union. This is, you know, they give you your daily allotment of chocolate. It's got so much filler in it. And, you know, whipped air. How about that whipped air business? And you go, you know, ta-da. And someone will say, you know, I remember when the chocolate was really good, but that doesn't exist anymore. And you get used to it. I mean, that's really the way it is here. Anything of quality here? And you go, no, not really. Everything's kind of cheap. And you kind of mourn for your kids because it says, you never knew when things were good. Because nothing's good now. Everything's garbage. It, you know, it says, we got suckered in because you could have a reasonable facsimile. It looks like Antifa up there, a bunch of people in black. Anyway. Something that most people swear you shouldn't even worry about. And the other half of the people say, well, you mean that means you're against fascism. I don't know. To be really honest, I think you'd have better luck looking it up on like Glenn Beck stuff and see what Glenn Beck says on his chalkboard. He'll at least tell you what its history was. And I don't know exactly. It's a shadowy anti-organization. They don't have clear leadership. Each individual group does whatever they want. And you go, yeah, says, I don't know. Of course, it's all basically what that group of people think they should be up to. And you go, so it's actually a group that its biggest need is to make sure it does function like a group so that it will survive. It's a survivor. It's kind of a cockroach sort of a group. Huh? Because there's chaos. Chaos in their wake. Something, bad things happen. You know? There's something that's just supposed to accomplish, and they can sit there and tell you all day long, and you're just going, well, what do we do? Yeah. Says you can't do a thing about the org. Yeah, says, how on earth do you know that they're Antifa? Do they have little signs on the side of their cars? And you go, they might very well. I don't know. Gratitude is if they're, if they end up in Tucumcari, they'll probably not stay. They're probably on their way to someplace else, and they'll just wreak a little havoc and leave. Like the people that were throwing food at, you know, all the people trying to get to the U.S. border. You know, they'd give them food and then just say, okay, now leave, go. We don't want you people here either. We really don't want any of you. And how did we solve the problem? We basically threw money at Mexico and said, we're not letting them in. They're going to end up just staying in your country. The funny thing is, they said most of them are gone now. You know, what happened to them? You know, they mostly wandered their way back. It just wasn't big news, so they didn't talk about it. Everybody thought this was going to be such a thing. Here you go. Ended up being nothing. Yeah, and you go, no. Be surprised if we don't. Yeah, now, I don't think immigration is going to be that big of a deal. You know, it hasn't been talked about in a while. The poor immigration activists are probably just livid beyond all reason that they're not getting the kind of notoriety that they need. What? I was looking at the beauty. Yeah. Like I said, it's not like you would think that when the wind blows, it turns the thing. It actually needs a lot of power stuffed into it just to make it go, yeah. And if you're not paying attention to it, that's what happens. Shame. Yeah, like I said, these are good days. But I don't think they have a lot of leadership over there at Mesa Land at the moment. Whoever's doing it's just doing that on an interim basis. Do you want to be the president of our college? And you go, probably not. And you go, these interesting times, I'm not going to take any risks. Thank you. Yeah. Repent, stay close to God, maybe get some pointing. Something at least you can handle, maybe. Frankly, I just want a deterrent. I don't want killing in particular. So I don't want to get into that place, because I think I can get in that place very easily. Besides, the boys are going to be coming home with weapons. And trust me, if they're like any other guys in the military I know, they've acquired some more. Because you do, you get kind of caught up in the culture of it. Yeah, I don't know anything else to do. If I was put in the position of authority, I think I've got worked out what I would do. Which is reduce the size of government. You know, when people say, but I'm going to lose my job, and they go, yeah, sorry. Because you have to understand, other people have to pay for your job, and they don't have the money. Says I'm not gonna play game. I'm going Grant happy. I says that's just slavery. Oh, like. But, like they say, we don't care. We can just print more. And you know what? It still means something. And they go, honestly, is anybody going to stop taking our money? And they go, under normal circumstances, I'd say no. I said, but, I don't know. I said, these are weird times. Yeah. I said, yeah. That new wave monetary policy that you guys have been working with for a long time, saying that you can just do it and not even worry about it. I said, I'm not saying that that doesn't work under the kinds of circumstances that we've been accustomed to. But for all we know, those kinds of circumstances are never going to come back. For all I know, the vast majority of people will take this COVID-19 and whatever comes later that's like it as an excuse, you know, never go back to work. When people talk about, we need to set up a universal basic income, and you go, it may not get set up. It may ultimately just be a combination of welfare, unemployment benefits that you guys just keep voting more and more, that it can just go on forever, practically. It says, and plenty of people will just decide that that's going to be their lifestyle. this is, yeah. This is kind of a weird form of brain drain, maybe. You know, maybe the smartest people just say, you know what, I can live off unemployment benefits and welfare. I don't care. That's, I mean, when people say, we haven't really felt the effects of being affected yet. It didn't affect welfare payments. It didn't affect Social Security. If anything, welfare payments went up. Everybody got a pay increase. As long as we're hunkered down and they're just throwing $1,000 at us every couple of months, extra beyond what we already get. Wow. What a thing. Holy man. Holy God. Those are some prolific dogs. Poop and peeing and pooping, just because that's what puppies do. They're cute and they poo. Well, I hope Fanny gets the dog she wants. But it's kind of the whole thing of... But she'll occasionally be wanting welfare, too, and you're going, so how much money are you pouring into this dog? Where's my service animal? Yeah, I see. Uh-huh. You're going, well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to support your service animal. Well, you're not. You're giving me food. And you go, but... Yeah, instead of on your own food. And you go, sorry. So when Andy said, well, I came up with something to say they need to do this, they need to do that to help them out. And you go, yeah. Dogs don't like people on the public road. That's tough. Put them in your backyard. There you go. That's a good response. Well, we don't know that exactly. But I don't want to antagonize people too much, geez, man. They'll start getting vindictive. Normally we do. We could. We could change our walk. We don't have to go in front of her house. Squishy, I tell ya. Insert doing, Lee? Seem okay? Certainly different, I'm sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. We shall see. Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty big house. Yeah. Well, beyond our means. Authorities, they be coming. Thank you. remember? I do. Probably. You've trained that woman's dog for free. It's a wonderful service you've done. Yeah, I know. So see, you've trained it. There's a whole bunch of activity that he's not gonna, or it is not gonna get all bent out of shape of. You're helping define for that dog what their parameters should be, where it looks like she wasn't putting forth any effort at all besides putting up the fence, which is nice, very nice. But you're also saving her from a potential lawsuit. Yeah, if that dog ever got, oh, they'll never go to the fence, and you go, ma'am, that's a nice thing to say. Do you have enough money to handle the lawsuit if your dog does something, manages to get over the fence somehow? Does this and does that.
And come toward me, I will shoot your dog because I will give up all the time to nothing. Hey, my little dog.
It says, man, I'm tested for rabies.
Yeah.
It says, and that's nothing you can fight. You cannot fight that. You might be able to sue later and say, you know, they were torturing my dog, and my dog finally decided to go after him. You know, and you go, well, that's the way it goes. People win. People are more important than animals. Of course, that may change. Knowing how people tend to